Hot 105, we're celebrating Women's History Month, and with us we have Kamasha Sabia. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Rodney. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you. We're celebrating Women's History Month, and you have a book called The Ambitious Collective, To Start a Movement.
That's correct. The Ambitious Collective is a book that was years in the making for me. It's written after having gone through a series of eventful professional experiences and realizing, hey, where's the manual? But also understanding that my circumstances was really not who I was. So I thought, let me literally write, not R-I-G-H-T, but write, W-R-I-T-E, what I saw was wrong into something useful. My way of helping someone else with life's ups and downs by providing readers with a guide.
A self-help book. And what are some of the things it deals with?
Predominantly the concept of ambition, based on the title Ambitious Collective. Although I'm a female, anyone can get something from this book. It's not a journal. It's all 111 pages of the book was written so readers can see their story and consider mine. It's really the closest life manual, if there was ever one, I felt I could have produced.
What perspective do you take? Is this universal?
So the book is a universal. It really has no gender. In fact, I speak about ambitious people that are ambitious, part of the Ambitious Collective, had no gender, had no bias. The title was important to me because it reminds the reader at whatever point that they come to read this, they're just not alone. There's a collective people, most importantly, that they should come out of spaces conscious, whether they're at the top of their game or at the bottom, because it's necessary. It also speaks from a perspective of me being an immigrant. I'm from the island of Grenada. However, as a young Black girl, my parents never changed the age-old adage that you must be twice as good. In fact, they presented the foundation for ambition. I also get into the fact that just reader's perspective, from author's perspective, there are points that I remember when in school, when I was trying to excel or I failed, or when I became Florida's first Black Junior Orange Bowl queen. And when I went for my first job at 16, I saw places where ambition was activated and met people that I believe both male and female were part of the Ambitious Collective, primarily because they offered it to me and opened doors so I can have it. So this book is not only about the type of person, it's really the movement is people understanding that there are people around all over, having ambition, just identifying them in the crowd, allowing them to see themselves and know that they're not alone. That's why the title Ambitious Collective is significant.
How can we get a copy of the book?
The book is available on Amazon under the title The Ambitious Collective. I encourage readers to go to my website, which is https://www.theambitiouscollective.com. And or follow me on at Collective I Am on Instagram in order for them to get direct access to me on where they can either buy the book. They can actually book me too, because remember, this is about seeing themselves and me through the story, so we can talk about it. Or they can rock the merch where they might be identified in the crowd as being part of the Ambitious Collective. All of that is available again on my website at https://www.theambitiouscollective.com. Follow me on Instagram at Collective I Am. I'm here for it. I'm ready to be a part, to bring everyone in and let them understand they're not alone. I'm going to do something very special soon, and I'm going to post at Collective I Am. This is an exciting time because it is Women's History, and I'm able to present this at this time and be a part of the community, which is all I've ever wanted to do. And I'm so thankful for you and Hot 105 for reaching this community and telling people's stories in this way.
Author Kamasha Sabia, and the book is called The Ambitious Collective, To Start a Movement. And I thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Rodney. This has been awesome.